98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Yeah, the roar of the Dublin fans at a sold-out Croke Park last Sunday as a dramatic All-Ireland football final between Dublin and Kerry finished all square. The teams will do it all again in the replay this Saturday at Croke Park at 6 o'clock. We're going to hear from the Dublin boss Jim Gavin and former Dubs player Ray Cosgrove in just a second. But first, let's take a breath, if we can, and remind ourselves what happened to Croker last Sunday. Dublin won 16, Kerry won 16. The 2019 All-Ireland football final is going to a replay. It'll take place here at Croke Park on Saturday 2 weeks, September 14th at 6 o'clock. Croke Park is quiet now. It wasn't 20 minutes ago. That's after one of the most dramatic matches ever seen at this famous stadium in front of 82,000 screaming fans. The boys in blue were going for a history of making fifth All-Ireland football title in a row. They led 1-9 to 8 points at the break. They had to play the whole second half at 14 men though after Johnny Cooper's red card on the stroke of half-time. At one stage, the boys in blue were 5 ahead, but a late Kerry rally had the Kingdom a point in front going into injury time. And the Dubs equalised through Dean Rockdo to make it 1-16 apiece. And then in the 77th minute, with the last kick of the game, in the 7th minute of injury time, Rock had the chance to win it. A free on the far side, right on the sideline, but he dragged his effort just wide at a near post. A tired shot from a tough angle after a brilliant individual performance meant it wasn't to be for Dublin today. Kerry, for their part, matched the boys in blue play for play, and they'll be gutted they couldn't win given they were winning in injury time. But it finished all square here. Dublin won 16, Kerry won 16. A reminder, these two teams will meet again in the All-Ireland Football Final replay on Saturday, September 14th at 6 o'clock. Yeah, one of the most amazing sporting matches I have ever seen, and an honour to be calling it for 98FM. Now, Jim Gavin spoke to Maura Trasinichialli after the game and was very, very happy with the character of his team given that they were losing the game and had 14 men in injury time.
Yeah, the great character. They're kind of the reputation of what other people think of them, but I think that you saw what the character that they have. And that obviously meant that mental strength and that composure, and of course that courage. I mean, they kept going at it. They didn't sit off the opposition. They kept pushing up and tried to. I thought they were really disciplined in their defensive duties and turned the ball over a few times. And again, we created some opportunities, and disappointingly we didn't get them. Hopefully that'll change next day.
Finally, now the next day is coming up. What's happening over the next few days now? Did the team get to go off, think about it for themselves and regroup, or how are you going to approach it?
Yeah, like there's plenty of time to recover and to learn, to reflect on the game and prepare again. There's obviously a group of players there today that can travel, and they'll be hungry to put their best foot forward. So it'll be an interesting few weeks ahead.
That is the Dublin boss, Jim Gavin. You're on there, That's What I Call Sport on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday, looking ahead to the All-Ireland Football Final replay between Dublin and Kerry at Croke Park this coming Saturday. The game throws in at 6 o'clock as the Dublin drive for 5 continues. And very happy to welcome former Dublin player Ray Cozzy Cosgrove back to the show again. Ray, welcome back. How are you?
How you doing, Jamie? Thanks very much for having me on the show this morning. Finally come down from the high of last Sunday, and really looking forward to the replay next Saturday.
Yeah, Ray, thanks for coming on again. Now, we heard my match report there from the final. You were at Croke Park, one of the lucky 82,000 people to be there, including that American comedian who was absolutely hilarious. But let's just reflect on that game. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, Jamie, the game really delivered on its promise and gave us even more. It was an enthralling All-Ireland final, and I think everybody was looking forward to a magnificent game. The history and the rivalry that goes between Dublin and Kerry, obviously stemming back to the late 70s. It was a magnificent game, and I think Dublin performed heroically late on to earn a late draw. But I have to be honest, after Killian Spillane kicked the lead point, I was a bit nervous, and I thought we'd missed the opportunity to win five in a row. So I'm really looking forward to, the replay and hopefully putting things right.
Ray, who'll be more disappointed with the result of the game? Kerry, given that they had 15 men and were ahead in injury time, or Dublin with 14 men, getting a draw but having that Dean Rock free, literally last kick of the game, the 77th minute, to actually win it for his team?
I think Kerry will be more disappointed when he considered it. A numerical advantage for over 40 minutes, took the lead with 4 minutes to go, and didn't finish the game out. I'd say they'll be a little bit disappointed that they couldn't close it out. But in fairness, you have to show great character was shown by the Dublin lads. They ruled the roost for the last 10-12 minutes, creating 4 chances. Dermo and Kev Mack came on and made an impact. They turned over the ball twice. And at the end of the day, you know, we Dublin supporters were waiting for Dean to kick that free at the end. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
Now, Jim Gavin and the coaching team, and I'm sure the same with Peter Keane and Kerry, will have had their eyes straight on the replay almost as soon as the last day finished. So how will things work for the players, particularly from a Dublin point of view, over the next week and over the last week as well, heading into Saturday?
As soon as the final whistle blew, Jim and the rest of his backroom team had a plan for the eventuality of a replay. So I'd imagine plenty of ice baths, plenty of rubs and massages happened on Sunday. Might have had a little bit of recovery Monday and probably back to training then Tuesday. Yeah, I suppose there was guys that missed out on an opportunity of playing last Sunday, and there'd be guys like Bernard Owen O'Gara, Rory O'Carroll, they'd be chomping at the bit to impress and try and stake a claim and get a jersey for Saturday. So, you know, it's a blank canvas now for the replay. And fellas will be fighting to keep their jersey. There'll be some guys that will be very disappointed with how they played, and they'll be looking forward to getting an opportunity 2 weeks after to put the wrongs right. So, you know, Dublin have done it. They've come back from a replay in 2016 when they drew at Mayo. Jim that day made three changes. So, you know, I don't know if he'll ring that many changes the next day, but certainly there'll be fierce competition.
Yeah, Dublin, of course, have the best environment in the country, certainly to help their players prepare for this replay as well. And Jim Gavin, I'm sure, will look at team selection, and maybe he already has picked his 15 for the next day, and we won't find that out probably until Friday morning or Friday afternoon, maybe at the earliest. Do you see him making any changes? And if so, what might they be?
I don't see Jim making wholesale changes. Defensively, I think we need to be a lot tighter. You could see one possible change in defence. You know, we leaked, you know, five goal chances the last day. One possibility might be Owen Merchant or Keane O'Sullivan coming into defence. But the big disappointment for me the last day was the midfield battle where Kerry dominated. So I'd imagine there could be one possible change in the midfield department where, you know, Michael Darren might lose out to James McCarthy when he go into midfield, and you have either Owen Merchant or Keane dropping into defence. Apart from that, I don't think you'll see another change up front. I think the six forwards more or less picked themselves. One thing, you know, I suppose Jim might look back, he could have thrown the lads in a little bit earlier. That would be the one learning I'd say that the management team have, that, you know, they could have, you know, sprung Kev Mack, Dermo and Costello a little bit earlier.
Ray, are we spoiled here as Dublin GAA fans and Kerry fans and GAA fans overall to be getting this final again, given how good the last final was and the drama and everything about it? It really lived up to all of our expectations, but we actually get to go and watch it again. The players get to go and play it again, and everybody, I'm sure the Dubs would have wanted to win and Kerry would have wanted to win, but we're all really lucky from a neutral and a fan point of view to be able to go and see it all again on Saturday.
Yeah, Jamie, I suppose we're really looking forward to the replay. As spectators, you know, it's a long wait, the 13 days for the replay to come around, but certainly as a player, you know, if you haven't performed in an All-Ireland final and you're getting an opportunity to perform and get an opportunity to play in 6 days' time, guys will go, they'll take your hand off. Normally you have to wait a full winter and get through another season to get another crack at it. So yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it's going to play out now over the next 6 days. I suppose a little bit of credit's got to be given to the Kerry lads. They're a very young team. Their management under Peter Keane, he's unbeaten in 26 championship games, both senior and minor. He'll also obviously feel that there's improvements in his team, and certainly there's a couple of guys that played below par. Young Clifford that had a good game, he only contributed 1 point from play. You have the likes of Stephen O'Brien, who's been their best forward all year. He was kept very quiet by John Small, and Paul Geaney didn't score at all. So yeah, those guys will certainly be looking to have a better performance the next day. And then from a Dublin perspective, you know, some of our key players just didn't perform the last day, the likes of Conn and Paul, you know, only scoring 3 points from play. They'll want to contribute a bit more, and obviously, you know, our half forward line didn't score anything. So there's room for improvement, but the big area, I think, if we can, you know, win primary possession out the middle of the field and get a bit of early ball inside to where the boys can get a bit of damage and create some goal chances, I think we've a serious opportunity.
Now, Ray, as always on the show, we get our pundits to give us their predictions, please. So who's going to win?
I certainly believe that there's more improvement in this Dublin team. you know, if they can keep 15 players on the field, I certainly have no doubt that these guys will finish the job off on Saturday. You know, all things being equal, I think Dublin by 3 to 5 points if they play to their potential. But I certainly wouldn't be underestimating this Kerry team. They will have learnt an awful lot from the drawn game. You know, it'll give them a lot of self belief and confidence. But they're still a very young team, whereas this Dublin squad have been around for a long time. They have a wealth of experience. You know, they've been able to cope with a final that's been drawn and coped with all that's gone on between the two games. So I think that experience is going to stand to them, and I think we'll see a massive performance and a Dublin win by 3 to 5 points.
Yeah, Ray predicting a 3 to 5 point win for the Dubs. Ammunition for the people of Kerry, of course, and thousands more will travel up to cheer their team on again on Saturday. Ray, finally, if the Dubs do win this and win the fifth in a row and become the first ever men's Gaelic football team to do so, sum up for me in the words that come into your head what that achievement would actually mean to everybody, the players, the coaches, the fans, the county.
Yeah, it'd be iconic, you know, if this Dublin team were to go and do what the four teams previously never delivered on. You know, this Dublin team will go down in history as the greatest GAA team of all time. And I suppose if you even just go back 10 years when you think of the defeat against Kerry under Pat Gilroy, it's unbelievable to think that the team have come this far. The vast bulk of the guys have been around. And they'll be seen in the same light as that great Kerry team of the late 70s. But unfortunately, Seamus Darby put a stop to that Kerry drive for five in 1982. But if Dublin could do what they couldn't do, and three other teams, it'd be absolutely unbelievable. And as an ex-Dublin player, and now a massive fan and supporter, you know, I'd be the happiest person in Croke Park if we could, you know, if we could see Clucko walking up the Hogan Stand and lifting that cup. It'd be absolutely unbelievable. And I think there'd be a few tears shed by many as a grown man if we could do that.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it, for Dublin to win a five in a row. But of course, as Kerry showed the last day, it is not a foregone formality, and the Dubs will have to be on their game and hopefully keep 15 men on the pitch to try and win their fifth All-Ireland football title in a row. Dublin against Kerry in the All-Ireland football final replay, Croke Park, this Saturday at 6 o'clock. Ray, if you can, enjoy the game, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, Jamie. I hope I'm able to enjoy it, because I was certainly a bag of nerves the last day. At least I'll be able to take a few more deep breaths going in, and I look forward to the replay on Saturday. Thanks again for having me.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.